Tax revenues have fallen all over the Western Slope, said Elise Ackerman, regional manager of the Department of Local Affairs, or DOLA, who attended the session.
The whole Western Slope is seeing a secondary kind of dip happening. So if you talk to, you know, Mesa County, Montrose County, everyone's kind of seeing that. The question is why? Why is that happening again? The Front Range is clearly on recovery. You know, we thought we'd hit rock bottom. Everyone saw revenue start to increase about this time last year. Mm-hmm. And it seems to have taken a second dip. Rangeley, everybody is seeing it.
Ackerman said DOLA is conducting an analysis of the reasons for the lagging economy on this side of the mountains. In the meantime, the town of Paonia has received a grant from DOLA to hire a city manager at a cost of nearly $100,000 per year, including benefits, with the agency picking up half the cost over 3 years. Mayor Neil Schwederman worried that hiring the manager means going into the town's reserves to pay its share, and recommended lowering the proposed salary and eliminating the deputy town clerk position in order to ensure a balanced budget. But trustee Ross King spoke strongly in favor of the new position being fully funded and supported by a larger staff. He spoke to the importance of a manager.
Right now, we're involved as committees in this, and we're trying to run this town by committees. I would feel much more comfortable if we had a town manager that could take on these responsibilities and report to this board the results of all the analyses that they can make, the professional efforts that they can bring to the table, that we could count on, and that subsequent boards could. Most of the people here have never managed anything.
Another hot budgetary issue is the care of the town's four parks, including Paonia Town Park, site of many events and festivals, and the Apple Valley Park. For the past 3 years, Paonia has hired Mike Altenhofen to maintain the parks at a cost of about $32,000. Altenhofen attended the work session and challenged the town's plan for replacing him with public works employees, saying there were not enough hours nor the right equipment dedicated to the task.
I don't see maintenance. I don't see fuel costs. I don't see insurance. I don't see overtime. When you talk about those salaries, you've got unemployment tax, withholding tax, Medicare, workman's compensation, health and life insurance, overtime. Not only do I not see the savings to the taxpayers of this town, I see that it could cost them triple what it's costing now.
Finally, there was discussion about proposed cuts in the public safety budget, whacking the police chief's salary, which is currently $98,000, not including benefits. The new proposed salary is $72,000. Trustee Larry Wisbeck said that even the lower number is above the pay scale for similar posts in Colorado. Wisbeck said Scott Leon had been doing two jobs for the $98,000 salary, serving as both chief of police and public works director. Now, Travis Loberg is the public works director, and Leon remains as chief. There were also discussions about delaying a proposed water treatment project and about the town's financial obligations to the North Fork Airport. The council must ratify its budget in December.